And I for the life of me, I like Tyler Freeman. Tyler's having a rough second half. He was terrific in center field. He does a really nice job out there. I really like him. Right now, he's not hitting, and you have Daniel Schneeman here, who's a left-handed bat. If you're looking for the versatility defensively, they give you the same things. You could put Freeman down, bring up DeLauder, bring up Valera, bring up, and so put one of those guys in the outfield. You don't want to do that? Okay. Bring up Manzardo. Maybe he could find it here.
Let's try to get out. Can they
you got to find something. Andy, you got to try something.
We might be able to save some money. You could use AI as a general manager, right?
Nice.
Are we going down that road?
I don't think we are. Gary is
analytics. It's all analytics.
Gary. Give me one second here. According to our buddy Jordan Schultz of Bleacher Report sources, the Browns never discussed trading or moving on from Jameis Winston. Cleveland is expected to make a quarterback move today, but it won't involve Winston. That's according to our buddy Jordan Schultz of Bleacher Report.
All right, we're going to have Scott Petrak with us at 11 o'clock. We'll be talking Browns right after that. Gary, thank you for your patience there.
Hey, Gert.
Yo.
You're up, man.
Now you can speak.
Yeah.
You're like the Guardians in the batter's box. You're just watching stuff go by, Gary.
Well, I think Stephen Vogt's watching stuff go by. I thought Terry Francona was an advisor. Is he advising Stephen Vogt to do what he's doing? Blow an 8-game lead? I don't understand the front office. They're all running for cover now. They won't talk to you. Right?
How about this one, Gary?
We haven't asked.
Did you expect them to have a 9-game lead when they had a 9-game lead? Just stick with me on this. I didn't.
When they had a nine game lead, I didn't expect them to blow the lead against a team that's right behind them and lose three games. No, I didn't expect that.
You're really angry, and I get that. Except for this, I think this team has overachieved all season long. They've got to figure out a way to get back to some of that. And you're right, some of that's on the manager. But Gary, where we are right now, if everybody had said at the beginning of the season you'll be in a pennant race at the end of August, I think we would have all said that's unbelievable, that's great. But you're right, they've blown a 9-game lead, and they've got to figure out a way to right the ship and do it fast. And if that means, to me, shuffle a couple of guys and look for a hot bat, that's about what you can do. What options does Stephen Vogt have?
Well, I don't know what options he has. He's the manager. And apparently, the manager, like we saw with Terry Francona would have never blown a 9-game lead. You could criticize Francona sometimes.
I don't know. They didn't get him any help at the break last year, did they?
No.
Did they get Tito any help last year? I don't know how much of this is on vote, too. Again, listen to Brian Anderson every Friday at noon right here, and you'll hear how Major League Baseball teams are apparently being run these days.
Which means a lot coming from...
A lot's coming from the front office pregame, right? That the decisions have already been made and, you know, where they're going to go, who's going to pinch hit in certain situations. I mean, look, managers have that, but they used to call it a gut feeling. Now it sounds like the orders and the executions have been made well before the game ever happened. And if you listen to what BA's saying, I think that's true. And it's not just the Guardians, trust me. It's not just here. It's all across Major League Baseball.
Joe's in Akron, Ohio. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
What's going on? Regarding what you literally just said, do you think that was going on when Tito was the manager? Were they making decisions in the front office? I don't think that was going on.
I think it was. How's that sound?
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, I think...
It's a very collaborative effort. And that's okay. Seriously, I mean, that's okay. You've got an entire organization...
than it was when Tito was here, at least. I mean, I think the inexperience of this team, like the management and the players, is showing. I mean, typically, what I was going to say is I think, like, the way of Francona kind of carried over. And now, you know, there's ups and downs in baseball. I mean, it always happens. We all expected them to kind of fall off a little bit, not this hard, but there just needs to be some experience, some leadership. Like, this happens. This is baseball. And I don't think that's coming from Vogt right now.
All right, Joe. Thank you very much.
I mean, everyone, when you blow a 9-game lead, everyone's to blame. I mean, at the end of the day, your general manager, your president, your manager don't step into the batter's box and decide not to swing with two strikes, and you got a chance to bring a run in just by putting the ball in play. So
the one thing I don't get right now, and I've heard it from some folks, I don't get this. If you're mad at Stephen Vogt, why? If you're mad at the front office, why? And I say that for this reason. This has been a great season. It's still a great season. This could end up being a team that goes to the World Series. Do I think that's going to happen? No, I don't.
I'm going to be straight up with you.
Andy.
People don't care about the process. They want to see what the end game is.
Okay. The process had you 9 games up at one point.
Had. Key.
Okay.
Had.
Good, because guess what? Now you might be playing more like the team that we all thought this team was. So thank God you built a 9-game lead so that you're still in contention now. I mean, when this team was 9 games up, who didn't ask, how the hell are they winning games? Who didn't ask that?
We all asked that.
So they're not winning games, and they're playing like we thought they would. So let's figure it out. Let's try and make some moves. Try something with this offense. The offense is hideous right now. These guys can't hit. Poor Stephen. I feel so bad for these guys. Stephen Kwan was going with 400. He's hitting 203 since the All-Star break. Drop him down in the lineup. Who are you going to hit leadoff? I don't know. Chase DeLauter went 3-for-5 last night. Do I think he's ready? I have no idea. But they do. George Valera has been a prospect forever. You know what happens to guys who are prospects forever? They end up in Japan, coming off the bench in Japan. Bring him up. Let's find out if he can play. Try something. Try to spice up the offense. Anthony is in some heights. Hello, Anthony.
Hey, Anthony.
How you guys doing?
Good.
Okay. I don't know where to start here. The first thing is the projection models that you can look at now have this team. And Jeff, I'm going to back up what you were just saying, with a well over 90% chance to make the playoffs.
Yeah, more so everybody, a higher percentage than Kansas City, Anthony.
Everybody needs to relax is the first thing, because if you make the playoffs, you have a shot.
Yep.
The Rangers last year won 90 games. They had an 8-game losing streak in August. They lost the last day of the season and forced themselves into the first round of the playoffs and won the World Series. So the first thing everybody needs to do is relax. The second thing is Lane Thomas is not coming out of the lineup. He hit 28 home runs last year. He hit 17 the year before. He is in until the end of the season because of his top end. He has to fix it. End of story. He's not coming into the lineup. Out of the lineup. Bo Naylor is not coming out of the lineup. He is seventh in pitch framing. He is an excellent defender. He's not coming out of the lineup, plain and simple. So that's just move on.
Anthony, can I ask you just one real quick question? Because you're into the stats, and this isn't going to happen. When the Cavs came back down from 3-1, what were the odds of them doing that? I'm just curious, because these statistics don't mean anything to me. You're watching this baseball team. They're not playing real well. They're hanging on to a 6.5 game lead for a wild card spot. That's what I'm watching. That's what I see with my eyes.
Well, I
can
understand.
See that.
I understand. So I do agree with Jeff. I have no problem bringing up some of the guys from the minor league.
Yeah.
Okay.
They'd be replacing guys who aren't hitting, Anthony. That's the point, right?
Here's the thing.
Give it a shot.
Okay. Here's the thing. The only way we want to respond to that on Jeff. Those guys are not going to be there in the playoffs, plain and simple. Josh Naylor and Stephen Kwan have to hit.
Yep.
Lane Thomas has to hit.
Yep.
Chase DeLauter is not going to win us a playoff game. John Kenzie Noel, as much as I love him, is not going to win us a playoff game. You've got to trust your veterans at that point. I'm just saying.
Anthony, I will agree with you. You have to trust your veterans, but I also think you can get a guy who might be hot and give it a shot. Okay, I mean, that happens sometimes. The issue here is this. They'd be replacing guys who aren't hitting right now. And Anthony, you're right, but what if the veterans don't get it fixed? You got to try something now. You're just not scoring runs. And that puts a lot of heat on a pitching staff. We're going to talk more Guardians later in the show, folks, and we're looking forward to it. This has been a great season. It can continue to be a great season. I just think it needs tweaked a little bit. That's it. I'm still giddy about this team. They've been phenomenal. We're going to talk to Scott Petrak. Browns have 4 quarterbacks. At least as of 10:54:55, it's Baskin and Phelps on the Fan.